From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Migrants overwhelm Croatia. Leaders in Croatia have put the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they try to enter the European Union. Croatia became the latest pressure point in the migrant crisis after Hungarian riot police used tear gas and water cannon Wednesday to turn back people at that country's border with Serbia. Dimitris Avramopoulos is European Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship.
And the situation, maybe, is going to be worse in the months to come, given the weather conditions. But we are determined in Europe to move ahead.
The European Parliament backed a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries, trying to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. Chilean officials say the death toll is now up to at least 10 from a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake that struck late Wednesday, triggering a widespread tsunami warning. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. It was felt across South America and as far away as Buenos Aires on the opposite side of the continent. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Brigadier General Gilbert Diendéré told VOA the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. Burkina Faso is scheduled to hold parliamentary and presidential elections on October 11th. That date is now in limbo. This is VOA News. Officials in South Sudan say at least 60 people were killed when an overturned oil tanker exploded, incinerating those who were trying to siphon out the fuel. The death toll is likely to rise due to the severity of many victims' burns. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings in Baghdad Thursday that killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 50. The attacks struck two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in the Iraqi capital. Civilians and police were among the victims in the blast. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country cannot join the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State in Syria because it is illegal and built on false foundations. Mr. Lavrov says the U.S. and its allies should not reject cooperation with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, saying that he commands the most capable ground force fighting terrorism. The White House has repeated Thursday its long-standing assertion that the Assad government is responsible for the disaster in Syria and the growth of Islamic State. The Obama administration can begin implementing the international nuclear accord with Iran following Thursday's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. The Republican-led Congress failed to block the pact despite fierce majority opposition in both chambers. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Senate Republicans mounted a last-gasp effort to register their disapproval of the accord, pushing a measure that would have prevented U.S. sanctions relief until Iran recognizes Israel and releases detained Americans. Democrats banded together to block the measure. Thus, despite weeks of thunderous and contentious debate, Congress is officially silent on the deal, freeing President Obama to begin implementation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. central bank officials have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they've been for almost a decade. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy.
The median growth projection is 2.1% for this year and rises to 2.3% in 2016.
Janet Yellen. Many officials, meanwhile, say the Federal Reserve may raise interest rates a bit later in this year. The biggest American automaker, General Motors, admitted guilt Thursday in hiding information from both the government and motorists about a deadly defect in its vehicle ignition switches has been linked to at least 124 deaths and crashes. GM agreed to a $900 million fine to settle criminal charges. And across the globe, the heat is indeed getting hotter, according to the latest National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. August was the hottest on record. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.